Well, first of all, I'd sort of seen something on social networking sites about people getting angry in the 99p store. And our office on High Street is just round the corner from where the 99p stores are. So I literally just went out the newsroom, walked round the corner, and I could see the issue myself. It was, yeah. I mean, there was about 50 people outside when I got there,
yeah.
Trying to get in.
Just trying to get into the store?
Yeah, there was about 50 people trying to get in, and then there was more coming out who were angry, and it was causing quite a crowd outside the store, really.
Yeah. So, presumably, they put everything on the shelf. It was all down to 50p, so everything that they sell in that store was from 99p to 50p, and everyone piled in there, and chaos ensued.
That's my understanding of it, yeah. They reduced everything to clear the stock because the store was going to close. And then just, you know, obviously the store had this reprieve and they put the prices back up to 99p.
I would imagine it was probably a pretty distressing scene for the staff there, because especially if the customers were remonstrating with the staff, it can't have been very easy for them to handle those situations.
No. And you could see, you know, I did feel a bit of sympathy with the staff because it wasn't really their responsibility to be, you know, who sets the prices. And of course these staff had been, you know, the redundancy situation had started at this store, so that, as far as they were aware, I suppose at that point they were unfortunately going to be losing their jobs until this reprieve happened. But unfortunately those 33 jobs have been saved. However, you know, it must have been an extremely tough time for them.
Now, Nathan, this is obviously a pretty serious story for the police to be called as well, but a lot of the tabloids are running this story. In fact, are you running the story today?
Yes, it's on our front page today.
Right, okay, yeah. Well, it's a great story. I know it's serious, and I know that a lot of the national newspapers are running with it today. I suppose they're looking at it from a quirky angle. So I'll ask you this quirky question. Did you manage to look into the baskets? What were people buying for 50p?
To be honest, most people who I saw, I spoke to a couple of single mothers, and they were stocking up on things like shampoos, conditioners, washing stuff. But also there was, cans of pop, coke, toilet rolls. There was absolutely everything. There was an absolute variety of stuff, to be honest, from what I saw.
So it's everything that you expect in a 99p store, and it was all reduced to 50p, so people were loading up, and by the time the people got there, because the shelves were empty, there was chaos.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I even saw one customer, she was so angry, she just threw a basket down. The goods went all over the floor and she left.